One week from today, voters in the 9th District will go to the polls to replace Councilmember Jan Perry. Emily Mateu spoke with local residents about the upcoming election.
Are you familiar with Jan Perry?
Of course. That guy cracks me up.
I think he means she. This resident doesn't know who Jan Perry is, but many others do. Perry has represented the 9th District for 12 years. She's now running for mayor. She's the third African-American to hold this seat. 50 years ago, Gilbert Lindsay was the first. Since then, the demographics have changed, and the 9th is almost 80% Latino. Many residents in the district don't speak English, and many don't vote. Jose Lara is a member of the South Central Neighborhood Council.
Unfortunately, in South L.A., we have very low voter turnout. We will not change that. Because of the way our electoral system is, many people are disenfranchised. Many people do not know when to vote, how to vote, where to vote.
I spent time on Central Avenue this morning speaking with many residents, or trying. Out of over 20 people, only 5 spoke English. They told me that their main issue with elected officials is how out of touch they really are.
So when they come in, they ask you for your vote, you vote for them, then what happens? No, you need to come out too and try to look around to see what needs to be done. Because if you don't look around, how are you going to know?
Well, the necessities for the poor, out of sight, out of mind, out of money, out of time. I'm not asking for a whole lot. Just help me with my necessities.
Lara and his organization are working hard to raise awareness about some of the main issues in the 9th District.
We're hoping that whoever represents us next will focus back on the community, will focus back on cleaning up our streets, getting rid of a lot of the graffiti, fighting against crime that we have in our community, making sure that our youth have the correct opportunities and that our schools are fully supported.
Race and ethnic diversity are huge factors in this election. The candidates are Mexican, Central American, Asian, and African American in a district that is predominantly Latino.
Whoever represents the 9th district has to represent those interests as well.
But at the end of the day, Ramiro De La Rajon, the manager at a local market on Central Avenue, helped me see the big picture.
It doesn't really matter the ethnicity or their race, you know, as long as they're looking out for the community. Yes, I know things have changed, but still people are people, and that's what matters, that they look out for the people.
You can find a list of the main District 9 candidates on our website at annenbergradionews.org. Emily Mateu, Annenberg Radio News.